And you already presented some examples in different areas. Could you give us maybe a few more examples related to facial recognitions, justice, and social network challenges?
Yeah, the facial recognition, it's a problem that's been found and raised repeatedly the past few years. It is directly, you could say that it started directly as a need to identify solutions in the security space. But it turns out that now it's all over the different industries around the technology, let's say, industry. Let's say, for example, that we train a system to use a camera that is sitting at the mall's entrance, and we want to see if the person that is getting into the mall has COVID or not, right? So COVID-19 is it's a very current issue. And let's say that we have some kind of system that looks at the face, and if we found the algorithms that I can identify along with other sensors and data, can identify if this person is might have COVID. So let's say that we do identify a person that has COVID. A good next step would be, okay, let's use AI facial recognition, and let's find who this person is. Let's go to Facebook, let's go to whatever other social platform, and let's identify this person. And then let's see the pictures that this person has posted in the different social media platforms, and see who might this person's friends are. And perhaps we need to reach them in order to see if they got together and they could have, they are suspects now of a COVID-19 positive test result. So where do we stop this, right? Where do we put an end to this? If we have rules that have to do with personal data and security of data, well, perhaps these rules need to be pushed aside because of a pandemic. So do we let the algorithms do all that work for us without any control? So the AI can offer help, but the fact that its algorithms can make decisions on its own creates this uncertainty for us. And that's why people rightfully are skeptical about it.